Saturday, June 27th. This is the day Linda Bird christens a Navy transport named Austin after Austin, Texas. She's asked Lucy to be her maid of honor, and they're going to New York, where Linda will crash the bottle of champagne over the bow of the ship, the first one she's ever done. Lyndon's cold is still with him, reducing his terrific energy to bounds where the rest of us can keep up. We left Detroit about noon for Minneapolis, traveling in the Jetstar to save money for the Democratic Party. We were met by Governor and Mrs. Rovog. She's a Texas girl. Hubert and Muriel. Jean and Abigail McCarthy. I rode in with the three ladies, and it was my chance to ask Muriel how Bob was. Her son has just gone through the devastating experience of having surgery for cancer of the lymph glands. They think they've got it all. He's only 20. Hubert says he's the best boy we've got. Handsome, smart, always has been a good kid. What he faces is a very uncertain future. Our first stop was the convention hall, where the Democratic Farm Labor Convention was being held, because the Democratic Party here inherited the Farm Labor Party and coalesced with it a couple of decades ago, I believe. We rode through the Twin Cities. You can't tell where St. Paul leaves off and Minneapolis begins. The convention was in a rather barn-like structure, and I gather it isn't a very hot convention. Jean McCarthy is up for re-election, but with no real opposition. Lyndon made a speech, and I got up to express my appreciation, and very real it is, for the three of the most capable women I know, Abigail, Muriel, and Jane Freeman. Then on to the hotel, and then a replica of last night, the President's Club reception. And here it is indeed a triumph. We have accumulated, or at least, so the program said, 200 members who were willing to pay $1,000 to belong to the President's Club. Later, we rode out to the auditorium in an open car. There was always a crowd in front of the hotel, and there was a thick crowd along the sidewalks wherever we'd been all day long, enough to give heart to Jean and Hubert, and to draw a response from Lyndon. He shook hands over and over and over. The dinner was comfortably brief. The red, white, and blue program announced a salute to President Johnson with one of his best pictures on the outside. It was very unlike our trip to Minnesota in 1960, when it was hard to corral 200 folks, and once more, it was said to be the largest fundraising dinner that had ever been held in this state. We spent the night in the presidential suite, because tomorrow is another day with Minneapolis Democrats.